Shame on any bank that can't take a highly intelligent person, a 4.0 student, and over 15 years teach him how to make it rain. The third reason why I perceive this is massively value for bankers is this is being commercial, right? In the end, this is about commercial effectiveness, which is, well, how are you being commercial? This idea of being a commercial killer or commercial assassin or whatever people call it, what does it actually mean? See, it's often a big shift for bankers, isn't it? Because the job changes so much and so fast that the skills required to succeed at a junior level very quickly get outdated at a senior level. To go from doing models and books, being staffed, told what to do, to being someone who just sees your entire business through a lens of being commercial. Right, so instead of just showing up at a meeting, giving yourself a pat on the head for presenting your industry thought piece or market update page as well, you see all this is just a vehicle for how you're building relationships and driving revenues. Said differently, for being commercial. When you think about being commercial, maybe we think about a TV commercial. They aren't just on there to do their little song and dance, are they? To entertain you with some dancing M&Ms or a beautiful couple driving their new car on the road to freedom. Right, they're not just all doing that so that they can take up some of your time. Trying to sell you something, aren't they? But they're trying to reach those people who want what they have. Keep them entertained so they can find people who want what they do. How many bankers deeply get this is their business too? That they're not just there to have a meeting, but that they're showing up with clear intent. That so-called client service and relationship building is ultimately about driving towards a sale. It's not just having a list and doing a good job of calling on them, being a coverage officer saying, yeah, we took the relationship from a 4 to a 6 out of 10. Who cares? Are you being commercial? Have you built relationships that are driving revenues? And for many bankers, this isn't just a set of processes and skills to learn, but a shift in mindset. Perhaps even a shift in the culture of their firm. To a new way of seeing the business, the job, themselves. And this isn't an easy shift for many people, is it? Because maybe they're left brain and technically focused. They've never had to build these skills. Again, some have it very naturally and others don't. Yet, isn't anyone who's in banking already highly intelligent, highly adaptable, can learn to do something new? And see, this is principle one that we'll get to in track 3 of rainmaking. It's not about being salesy or charismatic or fast on your feet or whatnot. Principle one of rainmaking is being prepared. This is selling. And that's what we're talking about in this masterclass. Highly systematic, end-to-end processes to best prepare you for driving the sale. Because as we keep saying, isn't this what really matters? As all bankers know, maybe in the old days there was an illusion that you could be an execution banker. But today, don't we all get that everyone is a coverage banker? It's everyone's job to sell deals. It's like in the McKinsey book, what do you learn? One of the key tenets that built McKinsey as a firm was as soon as they'd finished one engagement, they were selling the next because they were in close with the company. That was a perfect opportunity to look for what was missing, for where they needed help, for where McKinsey could drive massive value. This is being commercial, isn't it? That everyone in a bank is responsible for being commercial and driving revenue. Yet, nobody teaches us how. That's what this masterclass is built to do.